Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning, I have Lauren Bell and Ellen Chenoweth talking about a new event that hopefully will be the first of many coming up this next Monday, the State of the Sound. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So, okay, what is this new idea? What is the State of the Sound?
Yeah, so this is really the seeds of an idea that started in conversation between myself and Ellen and also Lauren Wild, who's research faculty over at University of Alaska Southeast. We go to a lot of science conferences in other areas where folks are talking about observations that they've seen and research that's being done. And we thought a lot about, you know, how great it would be to have something that's more local. Mm-hmm. The value of being able to talk to folks who are doing research in the same geographic area that you are in order to increase, you know, that communication about what's being done and potential collaborations, resource sharing, things like that. So we were like, wouldn't it be cool to think about how we could build this in Sitka? And there are other models for this in other mm-hmm. areas.
Yeah, like I think Kachemak Bay has this kind of thing. I haven't been to it, so I don't know exactly how they do it, and we don't know exactly how we would best do it in Sitka, but that's part of the goal of this event is to get everybody together and share out and then also talk about, you know, what goals could this have and what could it look like in the future and who could it serve? So
I guess that's the benefit of creating it yourself is to tailor make it to how is it going to best serve this community.
Totally. Yeah.
So when you say, like, you know, sharing amongst these researchers and whatnot, who are you imagining being a part of this conversation? Is it part of these researchers, mm-hmm. these of the different organizations that are doing these big fancy projects with like, you know, bylines that are paragraphs long of people involved?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, yes. Very long bylines are.
Yes, and. Yeah. Yeah, you know, I think when we say, like, science and research, you know, we're not talking about folks who necessarily just hold the title as scientist in their professional mm-hmm. life, but really, I think we have an opportunity here to bring in all different kinds of knowledge. So any knowledge holders in the community, whether you do hold that title in your professional life or mm-hmm. whether you are a harvester, whether you've, you know, accumulated knowledge from living here mm-hmm. yourself or through generations of your family, we're interested in bringing in all sorts of local knowledge to be in conversation with each other and again sharing that information.
Yeah, and that's kind of why we called it the State of the Sound. We just want to hear what people are seeing, what work's being done, you know, what we're finding out through that research, and also, you know, what people are noticing in their community and what they're interested in getting pursued further through different science and how scientists can support each other.
And I think that's the benefit of these kind of conversations is it's not just sharing what research has been done in the past, but mm-hmm. what is coming next? Like, what can mm-hmm. we build on and where can we go to address people's concerns and questions?
Awesome. And is there any particular focus? Is this more like, is it Sitka Sound mm-hmm. in the water? Is this the whole, is it land region? What is the, is there a particular emphasis that you're looking to talk about?
I think our thought is local, meaning like Sitka Sound area, so mm-hmm. certainly not just the marine environment, but also terrestrial ecosystems, aquatic, you know, the rivers that are feeding into the ocean. As an ecologist, I think of it all being connected. I think many of us do, and it is. And so being able to get everyone in the room who's doing that research. And geographically, I think, you know, that's part of the conversation is how far is the extent that is important to our local community. But I think in general, we're thinking, you know, Sitka Sound, greater Baranof Island area. And the areas that we transit through a lot.
But again, we're going to be, you know, talking with people about what makes sense, you know, mm-hmm. for the focus in the future and who do we want to make sure is part of that conversation.
Yep.
So for this first ever State of the Sound meeting, it's happening next Monday, the 24th. How is it going to be structured since this is the first ever event, mm-hmm. feeling out what future events will look like?
Yeah, so there's going to be kind of two sections. So from 1 until 3, we're going to be having organizations and individuals who have active research projects. So, for example, University of Alaska, Sitka Tribe of Alaska, Department of Fish and Game, Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association, Forest Service, just a lot of different organizations to kind of come and give very brief, these are the projects we've got going on. These are some of our needs. This is where we've got maybe some resources that we could collaborate with and just kind of go through all the awesome people who are doing cool work here, sharing it out so we can just kind of see what is the breadth of work that's being done. Mm-hmm. And then in the second half, there's going to be more of a breakout kind of workshop style where we're going to talk about what could this look like in the future and come up with some goals and different structures that might meet the goals that people want to see from something like this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the first thing that does come to mind when I think of like kind of like a science meeting is another thing that happens kind of through the Science Center of Whale Fest, which happens in the fall. A lot of Sitkins are familiar with that. Is this going to be a similar thing to Whale Fest? How is this going to be different?
Yeah, totally. So this will be distinct from Whale Fest. So Whale Fest, for those who've been engaged in that, is this marine science festival. You know, it's the celebration specifically of the marine environment, although sometimes we've gotten speakers to speak from other areas. It originally started a lot more focused on whale researchers. Again, it's broadened a little bit because of that interconnectedness. But it is bringing in often researchers from elsewhere who are sharing their work in other parts of the world that, you know, have connection to here. But the emphasis is not necessarily just on local work. So this one, again, is really trying to be based in our local area and sharing out the work that's been done, not just by local researchers, but I think there's a really neat opportunity here. You know, at the Science Center, we host a lot of visiting researchers who come in at different points of the year and do work and, you know, have conversations with community while they're here, but they're not living here year-round. So having an annual established symposium where we can say, hey, if you're coming to do work in our community, we do have that expectation you're going to come back, and here's a venue in which you can share your work and be in conversation with the other work that's happening in this area.
Or if, you know, I'm at a marine mammal conference talking to other marine mammal researchers, and someone says, you know, I'd love to do this study in Sitka, being like, you know, come pitch this idea maybe at this event, get feedback from the community, see if that's something that people want to see done. So it might just make it a little bit more accessible for new researchers to come in and do projects that the community is excited about and find out, you know, who they can work with and who wants to support those efforts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more, that's cool to have it sound of more community ownership of the research that's happening in our own backyard.
Yes.
Not only having the communication of understanding the work that's being done, because there is so much work that's being done in this area.
Yeah.
And I feel like we only hear just the tip of the iceberg of the work that's being done. But to have more understanding and buy-in of, I want to know more about it. I might not have the skill set and the means to learn more about it. But to have an influence on that is, it's a pretty cool opportunity to have.
I think there's another neat opportunity here for students. You know, there are a lot of local students who are involved in doing their own research projects and getting that experience. And to have, again, an annual opportunity for them to practice what presentation looks like, how to share the work, and then connect, you know, that networking aspect that can be so valuable for students thinking about their next steps to go and see what other work is done and other opportunities, I think could be really valuable.
And just to give people locally who have internship opportunities, can be research mentors, a chance to connect first with local students, you know, before they reach out outside the community to bring in, you know, we get a lot of people who come in to help out with projects during the summer. So getting ahead of that in February now to try to give local people that opportunity to put themselves out there and get involved.
Yeah, because there is such a wealth of knowledge beyond just what's happened in official lab settings or whatnot of people who have lived here for years, their families have been here for generations. Great bases of knowledge that just needs those connections.
Yeah.
So this is going to be you all had a great idea to put together this sort of meeting. So nitty-gritties on how it's going to happen.
Yeah.
So it's next Monday, February 24th. Ellen, you mentioned it'll be 1 to 5 p.m. Where is it taking place?
It's at Harrigan Centennial Hall in the Raven Room, so those back smaller rooms. And again, open to anybody in the community who's interested, truly. Please come by, drop in if you'd like. We mentioned, you know, there's these two sections. The first section is being this overview of work that's currently in progress. The second, from about 3 to 5 p.m., will be more of a brainstorming session. But, you know, come in even if you want to just listen in and hear what the conversations are happening. We'd love to have you.
So if you're someone who you have information you'd like to share,
yes,
can you just show up? Do you have to like RSVP or give you guys a heads up?
Not at all. There will be opportunity for folks to stand up and say, hey, here's my background, here's my interest, here's what I'm seeing at this. Again, you know, this year is going to be that high level,
right?
What's going on. But yeah, we encourage anybody to come. No advanced preparation needed. And also, if you can't make it, but you're really interested in staying kind of in the loop as this is developed, feel free to reach out to me. I'm over at the Science Center. I think probably email is the best way to reach me, lbell@sitkascience.org.
Awesome. Well, we're out of time this morning, but Lauren Bell and Ellen Chenoweth, thank you both for coming in this morning to tell us about this grand idea that you both and Lauren Wild had, the State of the Sound, the first ever kind of sculpting meeting happening next Monday, the 24th, from 1 to 5 p.m. at Harrigan Centennial Hall, a gathering of people curious and knowledgeable about everything that's happening here in Sitka Sound and want to share that passion and knowledge. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.